Why am I the only one that can't see any animals? I don't see them even when the guide points them out.
Well, hopefully it wouldn't be as hard to see Jesus in your life. Do you know what camouflage is? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. God gave wild animals something called camouflage so they can remain hidden from predators. It's what happens when they blend into their surroundings. But that's just the opposite of what God wants from Christians. God wants us to shine His light to the world around us. Romans 1:16 says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." Now, let's listen to our story. It's called No Camouflage. Zeb leaned forward as he and his family traveled through the African Game Reserve. His excitement at seeing animals in their natural habitats was rapidly being replaced by frustration. "There's a springbok," said the guide, pointing out the window.
"Where?"
Zeb strained to look in the direction the guide had indicated.
"I don't see it."
He plopped back in his seat.
"Why am I the only one who can't spot any animals, even after someone tells me where to look?"
"It's because they blend in so well with the trees and grass," said Mom. "But I'm sure you'll learn to spot the animals soon."
"I don't know," said Zeb. "If I had to depend on hunting them for food, I think I'd starve to death."
He managed a weak smile. Dad grinned at him. "God gave wild animals effective camouflage, didn't he? That's just the opposite of the way He wants us to be." Zeb rolled his eyes.
"Dad, no riddles right now. I'm having enough trouble trying to see the animals."
"I think Dad is talking about Christians," said Mom. "He's saying that God doesn't want us to lead camouflaged lives."
"You got it," Dad said.
"God wants to shine His light, His love, and His good news to the world through us. He wants others to see Jesus by the way we live."
Zeb stared into the distance. "You're thinking about us going to Uncle Ron's house next week, aren't you?"
Zeb knew his uncle didn't believe in Jesus. Dad nodded. "I'm praying that Uncle Ron will see Jesus in us and decide he wants to get to know Him himself. Sometimes it can feel daunting to share the love of Jesus with others, but God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us. I'm praying He'll work through us to show Uncle Ron what Jesus is like and give us an opportunity to share the truth with him."
"Me too," said Zeb.
Just then he saw a flicker of movement near a tree. He focused all his attention on the spot and finally made out a shape.
"I see a giraffe. No, a whole bunch of giraffes in those trees over there."
Zeb beamed triumphantly.
"Finally!"
Looking at his dad, he said,
"I hope people, especially Uncle Ron, won't have as much trouble seeing Jesus when they look at us."
So how about you? Is it easy for others to see Jesus in you? Do the things you do and say reflect what Jesus would do and say if He were living on the earth today? Trust Him to use your life to show those around you what He's like. Don't camouflage the fact that you know Jesus. Let others see that you have His Spirit in you and want to follow Him in all you do. Our key verse is Romans 1:16.
"I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes."
And our key thought for today, let others see Jesus in you. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages, too. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.